After a short-lived silence, Yemeni scholars decided to voice their anger against Saudi Arabia's relentless war on the impoverished Arab country. They gathered here at the historical Grand Mosque to voice their support for the country's strategic options, stressing the importance of forming a united front to face the ongoing aggression from Saudi Arabia. This comes in response to Riyadh's crossing of all red lines and its war crimes against Yemeni civilians.
This gathering comes at a turning point in the life of the Yemeni society, who is facing a genocidal war by all means. This meeting is aimed at uniting the Yemeni society in one front against the Saudi invasion and is also an occasion to resolve the differences that are swayed by enemies of Islam. But so far, their plots have further united the Yemenis.
On Wednesday, the mosque of the Shia Ismaili minority was hit by a car bomb attack, which left at least four people dead and several others injured. Scholars here condemned what they described the spike of Takfiri terrorist operations that mostly target innocent civilians. Most scholars here believe such attacks are orchestrated by Saudi Arabia.
The spike of terrorist operations led and masterminded by the Kingdom of ISIL against innocent Yemeni civilians have led these pioneering scholars to get together and voice their anger at such crimes against humanity. The latest of them was the car bomb attack that targeted the Ismaili minority. Such crimes would hasten this family's monarchy to its destined end.
Many of the participants at this gathering say unity of Muslim scholars will avert all attempts aimed at dividing Muslim communities. In a statement, the scholars at the meeting condemned the Takfiri ideology for targeting mosques and worshippers and denounced the international community's silence on Riyadh's atrocities against Yemeni civilians.
Saudi Arabia seems to be fanning the flames of division in the region. However, religious scholars believe unity among Muslims will foil such attempts. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.